Good morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
Hi everyone, welcome to our presentation here on Yarra Valley FM.
We are from Ewing Primary School.
We hope you enjoy hearing about our school.
Hello, my name is Brody and this year I am in Grade 6. I'm really excited to be in Grade 6 because I have a lot more responsibility, such as helping other students organise issues, run assemblies, make speeches, and organise school games. I also get a grade 6 jacket and a school captain badge.
Hi, my name is Bailey. I am 11 years old, and this is my fourth time in Yarra Valley. I have been on Yarra Valley FM. I will be here a lot more this year because there are only two students in grade 6. We always try to have someone who is in grade 6 here for each presentation.
Hi, my name is Tyson. I am 10 years old and in grade 5. I was a little nervous about coming back to school after the holidays. But when I got there and saw my friends, it was really great.
We would also like to welcome three new students to our school. I'm sure they'll really enjoy being at our school.
Zara and Cruz are our new preps.
And Jess is in grade 4.
Last year, our teacher was Nick. He was the one afraid of goats.
Nick is no longer our teacher as he and his wife decided that they would like to travel overseas.
This year, our room has Meredith as our teacher. Meredith has us working very hard.
Already, she has organised our jobs, all our maths, our reading, writing, and everything we have to do. Now we would like to share with you about what we got up to over the holidays. I was really busy. My favourite thing was going to Funfields at Whittlesea. Mum, Dad, my sister and I went together. When we got there, we went on the dry rides. Going on the toboggan was the best. When you first get in the toboggan, you press a button. That starts the toboggan on its way up to the top of the hill. Once you get to the top, you have to push forward on the lever, then you are on your way down. When you're on the corners, you are supposed to pull back on the lever to slow down, but I didn't, so I went really fast. When we had finished on the dry rides, we got into our bathers, and then it was on to the water slides. My favourite was the black hole. You have to hop in a floaty, and then you got pushed down a slide. Then it is pitch black, and you can't see a thing. On the way down, you turn so hard, I think you nearly hit the side of the slide. In fact, I'm sure I did hit the side. At the end of the slide, it becomes light, and then that is when you drop really fast into water. Funfields was awesome. I also went bike riding with my cousins. We were speeding along when one of my cousins skidded. I braked and my bike went crazy. I went flying, I landed on my hand. I probably dislocated it, but it wasn't confirmed. Although I must say it is better now. Grandpa was the only one who gave me any sympathy.
Sounds like you had a fun time, Brody. Over the holidays, I went up to Bundelong Caravan Park with my dad and brothers. Bundelong was good, as we could go swimming every day because it was so hot. We were there on the last day of 2019. That night there was a New Year's Eve party. I stayed up until midnight. The holidays were really busy. I went to the movies and saw Doolittle, which just happens to be a great movie. Our cousin Jet came over for several days and we played games together. And we went mini golfing. And Time Zone, that place is awesome.
My holidays were also terrific. I went to Lake Eildon on Australia Day. We went because we wanted to have a ride in my puppy's boat. It was so much fun. The water was really bumpy because there were so many boats there. I also went to Turidin Tractor Show and I also watched cars do burnouts. A friend of my mum's goes to burnout competitions and I hope to go see him someday. We also went to Ballarat Wildlife Park. I have never been there before. I liked it a lot. The meerkats were really cute. My favourite time there was feeding the wallabies and kangaroos. One wallaby stole my bag of food out of my hands. There were lots of kangaroos with baby joeys. They were so adorable. Mum always takes us to fun places on the holidays. Thanks, Mum.
After our first song today, we'd like to tell you about what happens during this year at school. We know that we are a small school, but we always seem to be busy, busy, busy. But before that, I will hand over to Bailey, who has chosen our first song today.
That's right, Brody. Our first song today is Believer by the Imagine Dragons.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, what you think that I can be? I'm the one at the sail. I'm the master of my sea. Oh, ooh, the master of my sea. Oh, ooh. I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the.
This term is already looking busy. We have already had two cricket clinics with our second last one next Tuesday. Lucky for us, we have just got some new cricket gear too. Our whole school swimming program this year starts on March 16 and finishes on March 20. The first 4 days we have lessons, and on the fifth day we are tested before we have some free play. We will be going to Hillsville Indoor Pool. We usually travel to pool in private cars.
We will also be having our school photos taken on March 19th. Our next presentation with Yarra Valley FM will be on March 27th. And there will also be a Grade 5 and 6 Leadership Day. It will be held at Yarra Glen Memorial Hall. On the Leadership Day, we will have a resilience and motivational presentation by a local guest. Team building activities, and then we will have time to prepare a school-based leadership project. It should be really good.
Our first lunch order cooking day has already been held. We had fresh and healthy salad rolls and fresh fruit salad with yogurt. We also had a choice of apple or orange juice. The lower grades prepared all the fillings for the rolls, as well as making their rolls up for lunch. And the grade 4 to 6 were responsible for the fruit salad and making their rolls.
Kayaking at Lilydale Lake is also offered to students in grade 5 and 6. Brody and I went last year. It was absolutely fantastic. I really enjoyed the games that we played while we were in the kayaks. But the best fun of all was when we fell into the water. Luckily, it wasn't that deep.
Over the year, we can take part in many extracurricular activities. Extracurricular activities are activities that fall out of the normal curriculum that is provided. These activities include swimming, excursions, camps, sporting events, clinics, and incursions.
Brody and Bailey are in grade 6 and will be our school captains this year.
The role of school captain entails presenting the weekly assembly on Friday mornings, helping with the school newsletter, changing the sign in front of our school. I'm really excited to take on all our responsibilities.
We will also be representing our school and performing numerous public speaking tasks. I am enjoying the role of being a school captain and hopefully being able to be a good role model to the younger kids.
I know that both Brody and Bailey will do a fantastic job. If you need any help, Brody and Bailey, just call me. We have another song for you now, and I have picked 7 Years Old by Lucas Graham.
Mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger. Pushing each other to the limits, we were learning quicker. By 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me. Cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. Before the morning sun when life was lonely. Once I was 20 years old. Only see my goals, I don't believe in failure. Cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor. And if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. I was writing about everything I saw before. Songs have been sold. We've traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. I'm still learning about life. My woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me, some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. My brother, I'm still savvy. Soon I'll be 60 years old. My daddy got 61. Remember life and then your life becomes a better one. I made a man so happy when I wrote a letter once. I hope my children come and visit once or twice a month.
told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Once I was 7 years old.
School's In on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Yarra Valley.
We are lucky enough to be able to have breakfast at school. Our breakfast club is provided through Food Bank. The food arrives at the start of each term and is accessible by all students at our school. Food includes cereal, fruit and toast to name a few. It will continue to run two mornings a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, from 8:30 a.m. to 8:55 a.m. Jess Brooks will continue to volunteer as the breakfast coordinator. Thank you for your efforts last year, Jess. Apples are also provided by Food Bank for us to eat during the day.
The students in grade 3, 4, 5 and 6 will again be participating in the School's In radio program on several Fridays and a Monday throughout the year on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. This is a fantastic opportunity for our students to experience life behind the microphone and also develop our public speaking skills. We are really lucky that all the students from grade 3 upwards have the chance to be on the radio.
Alan Gibson, who is a guitar teacher, comes to our school each week. Alan also teaches saxophone, harmonica, and flute. The lessons are an extra, with any child who wants to learn an instrument can make private arrangements with Alan.
Next are some guidelines or procedures at our school that we need to be aware of and carry out daily.
Did you know that Yering is a SunSmart school and students, staff and parents are encouraged to adopt SunSmart practices? The wearing of hats at school is compulsory during Term 1 and early Term 2 up until April 30th and Term 4. If a student fails to bring a hat to school, they are required to spend lunch times and play times in the undercover area. No hat, no play. Sunscreen is available at school for all students to put on if they wish. We all remember our hats.
To make it safer for students, our school crossing is manned by a crossing supervisor. The school rules state that all students must cross the road and be brought into school with an adult each morning. Students must also be collected from the school grounds at the end of the day. Students are not allowed to wait by the gate. They must wait by beyond the paved area. This makes it safe for everyone.
Students are encouraged to bring along some fruit or vegetables to school for a snack at 10 a.m. each morning to feed the brain and keep going until recess time. Whatever we bring must be something that can be eaten while we are working to minimize mess. We can bring an apple, dried sultanas or apricots, banana, cherry tomatoes, carrot sticks, cucumbers, etc. Drink bottles can also be kept on tables to sip at during the day, but it must only contain water.
This year, whole school fitness sessions will be on Tuesdays and Thursdays, while whole school physical education is on Wednesdays. These sessions are a lot of fun and the school captains are expected to help set and pack up any equipment that might be used. Time for a break and have some music. My choice is a song by the Jonas Brothers. It is Only Human.
We gon' dance in my living room, slave to the way you move, hurts when I'm leaving you. why would you fight and try to deny the way that you feel? Oh, baby, can't fool me. Nobody's got other plans, so stop pretending you're shy. Just come on and dance, 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 dance.
Lots of information about our school as well as what's happening on our Facebook page and our website. Take the time to check them out and see what is happening at our school. And there are a lot of photos you can take a look at.
Our whole school writing focus for the first half of this term will be information text. Information text is non-fiction writing. It is a way of informing the reader about a specific topic. We will then focus on persuasive writing.
Whole school maths applications this term will be place value, addition, subtraction, length, volume, and capacity, and maths. I really enjoy maths, especially multiplication. It is my favorite.
Our science focus this term is biological science. Grade prep 2-3 will look at feathers, fur, or leaves. And grade 4-6 topic is among the gum trees.
Critical and creative thinking will be what we are focusing on integrated studies. Grades prep 2-3 will learn about growing older and wiser, and the grade 4-6 will learn about ethics and emotion.
We have hit the ground running, and already the prep 2-3 are doing some fantastic work. Here are some of the things they have been doing. The preps are writing numbers to 10, making groups of numbers to 10, while the grade 2-3 students have been working with numbers in the hundreds and thousands. They have looked at how unique we are. They have been comparing fingerprints and making a list of their unique attributes. The grade preps have been learning to read some frequently used words like mum, dad, my, I, etc. Grade 2-3 are working on comprehension when reading. We have all been working on information writing, with the grade 2-3 students doing a project on kookaburras. Grade preps have been learning to write their names in Victorian script.
Mrs. Cole, our principal, is very happy with the way that we've all settled into the new school year. So she would like to choose the last song for today. She has chosen a Colin Buchan, Lee Kernaghan, and Sarah Storer song. It is Song of Australia. Sit back and enjoy.
Okay. I'm just a songwriter working my trade. I carry a swag full of tunes that I've made. And if you've got the time, I'll sing you a song.
ocean. You are harbor in the dawn. You are Bondi's rolling breakers. Across the oceans, you call me home.
You are gum trees, cicada symphonies. You're the master, I'm the Pentecost. You are cacadoos, summer thunder. A dreaming place under the Southern Cross.
Who come waltzing Matilda? Waltzing Matilda with me. Matilda with me.
You're the campfire by the river gums. You're the convict and the refugee. You're the bush kid from Kapunda on the beaches of Gallipoli.
You're the battler. You're fitting calm. You are old mate's wrinkled smile.
You're a mother calling her children. You're a curry lullaby.
Who'll come waltzing Matilda? Waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda with me.
Sing Matilda with me.
Who'll come waltzing Matilda?
Waltzing Matilda with me. Who'll come waltzing Matilda? Waltzing Matilda with me. Matilda, waltzing Matilda with me.
Waltzing Matilda with me. Great choice, Mrs. Cole. We would like to thank you all for having us. See you, everyone. I'll be back.
Bye, all. I'll see you soon.
Thanks for having me. Bye.